back. Welcome to the house of God today. Come on, stand to your feet. Do you feel so alive? Come on, look at your neighbor and say, come along alive. Come alive. All right, let's worship the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus.
I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious, with holy He is merciful and powerful.
Joining the chorus, there aren't enough notes to make a harmony.
It's the song of the angels,
we'll
sing of the
ages,
on the earth and heaven's symphony.
Come on now.
Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful and powerful. Who we're talking about? That's my key. We declare the glory.
Thank you.
lost and lonely, for the broken and afraid. This is for those who are hurting. Hope and help is on the way.
In these battles of addiction, when fear is chasing after me, whatever trouble I am facing, I will lift my hands and sing. I believe in a miracle power, in a wonder-working God. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, working wonders in my heart. I belong to a loving Father. I'm a friend of Christ, His Son. When it feels like I won't make it, I call on Jesus.
So hard being human. There's so much struggle, so much pain. When I start singing hallelujah, I say goodbye to every chain.
I believe in a miracle power, in a wonder working.
Power.
Yeah.
Galatians 4 and 11, it says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, because you have created all things and you take pleasure in them." He takes pleasure in you. Give him all the glory. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy.
Of your name, King Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, your name is power.
His word tells us to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. Come on, receive what he has for you in this moment. Come on, pull it in from the atmosphere. He's here. Receive it. Receive the refreshing peace settling in on you right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Holy. You are holy. love that you just received, can you give it to someone else? Step out of your pew just for a second and greet someone in the house. Give them a high five, a good hug. It's so good to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace and goodwill toward men through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. People look for true peace. It's not in this world. It's not in money or possessions or power or authority of this world. It's not in kingdoms or provinces or villages or towns or cities. The only true peace that anyone can ever have is through the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's coming again. I don't know when he's coming, but he's coming quickly. Quickly. How quick is it? Faster than I can repent. Think about that. I don't want to wait till the end to make sure that I'm right with God. No. I want to make sure I'm right with God now. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week or next year or when I retire. It's today. Today is the day of salvation. And his arms are open wide. And all he's saying to you is, come. Come to me. That's it. The greatest gift that you would ever receive is the freest gift of all, the best gift you can ever have, and that is the gift of salvation. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. If the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have an offering or tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321 on your phone. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and love and mercies, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able to do all things. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings that they be used to the furthering of the holy gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone that hath an ear, let them hear. To every heart that has a heart, let them understand and know that you are the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today as he preaches the word. Anoint him to speak to our hearts. Anoint our hearts to receive it, Lord Jesus. That when we leave this place today and go to our homes, that we are endued with power, that we know you personally with that relationship that cannot be broken by this world. We give you the glory and praise for it in your name. Amen. Just a couple announcements. May 2nd at noon right here in the parking lot is the National Day of Prayer. If you want to be part of that, come out at noon on May 2nd to the church. You're going to join together. We're going to join together in prayer for our nation, for friends and family, for whatever God leads us to pray for. Amen. And May 4th, there is a sign up in the foyer if you want to be part of the men's brunch. It will be here at 10 a.m. on May 4th. So a couple good things going on. If you want to be part of those, come out and join us. Amen. For the rest of the announcements, look in your bulletin, and they are listed there. And now I'll bring up Pastor Rick.
Right. Turn around, look at your neighbor, and say, glad you're here today. That National Day of Prayer is this Thursday at noon. If you're working, come on out. We'll make sure to get you back to your job with a lunch bag in your hand before you have to go back to work. So we're going to have prayer, but we're going to do it in such a way that you'll be able to take off for your lunch, come out, and be able to get back. Also, Saturday is the men's brunch. You've heard him talk about that. This Saturday is unique because we're having like some alligator. Are there any alligator lovers in the building? Two people. We're going to have some sausage. Are there any sausage lovers in the building? Some gravy. some biscuits. Man, I'm taking a bunch of leftovers home. All right, anyway, guys, come on out for that. See Ray today. Make sure you sign up in the lobby. We have to order this week to be able to get all the food in, so we want to make sure that there's plenty for everybody.